Stuart Pink
on Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM Drive, and I'm very excited today. Joining me in the studio is Grace Calver. Hello, Grace.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
My absolute pleasure. Thanks for coming in, bringing all your gear and everything ready to rock out for us.
Yep.
So, if people don't know who you are already, you're a regular listener of the show. So, first of all, thanks for that.
Yes, it is. I do love listening to the show, driving on my way home from college and everything.
Nice. You don't have to drive to listen to Drive, but it does, you know, add a certain element.
It's my mum that drives. I can't drive, so.
Okay. You just get to hijack the radio.
Yeah.
Is that? Oh,
yeah.
Fair enough. That's all good. That's the way to do it. So your mum chauffeured you here today?
Yes, she did. She chauffeurs me everywhere. She's very good with that.
100% nailed it. I mean, that's great. You don't need to learn to drive now, that's it.
Oh, exactly.
Full-time chauffeur. Amazing. So, for people who haven't heard your stuff before, you're a singer-songwriter. Before we get into all that and get you rocking out for us, you do music blog as well?
I do, yeah. I do the Grace Note blog on Instagram. I haven't done anything on there for a while because I had to stop for my A-levels, but I'm starting it off again, and I was at Truck Festival on the weekend, so I've got some videos from there to get posted now, and yeah, getting some interviews booked and ready to get back with that again.
Excellent. So I suppose doing that kind of thing, going backstage at the festival, is kind of like the perfect place.
Yeah, that was exciting.
Yeah.
And chatting to loads of people, it's really fun.
So is that something you've been doing for longer than you've been playing music, or what started first?
Well, I started doing the blog in lockdown. December 2020 is when I started it. And I've obviously been doing music all my life, but I started properly gigging probably the summer after that. So it was, yeah, the blog sort of came first, and then I sort of decided to take writing songs more seriously, sort of the same sort of time, but yeah, blog came first.
Inspired by all the people you talk to.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, they can do it. So can I.
Yeah, I'm just obsessed with music, so I'm always talking about it, and then always playing it, always writing it, so.
It's a natural step.
Yeah, it was a natural step.
Brilliant stuff. So as well as having a music blog, what was it called again? The Grace Note.
The Grace Note blog, yeah.
And where can they find that if you want to check that out?
It's on Instagram. It just is the Grace Note blog, if you want to find it on there.
There it is.
Yeah.
Lovely. And as well as the blogging, you've just started doing a radio show.
I do, yeah. I've just started on Future Hits Radio. I'm doing a rock show on there, Girl at the Rock Show, after the Blink-182 song, of course.
Nice.
And I started it, last week was my first show on there, and it's a weekly show every Thursday, so yeah, that's really fun. I love
first
rock music.
First show
last week, yeah.
Amazing. I was tuned in for the start, absolutely smashed it.
Thank you.
Out of the gates running, lovely. So has that been a dream from the start with the blog, or did it just kind of like evolve into...
Well, I started the blog because I wanted to do journalism, and obviously music is sort of what I know, so that's what I decided to write about. And then I was contacted by a radio station in September last year, and they were like, do you want to play some of this music on a radio show? So I've actually been doing a monthly one before called The Only Way Is Indie, where I play like local artists and everything. And that sort of came from doing the blog. It wasn't exactly a plan from the beginning, but I love it now. I love doing the radio stuff. It's so fun.
Awesome. So before we chat more, obviously music is your thing. You're a singer and songwriter. You're going to play a couple of tracks for us.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to play for us first?
First, I'm going to play one of my unreleased songs. It's called Addicted. But I'm actually going to record this in the next couple of weeks, and it'll be the next single that I release. So
amazing. So it's not even out yet.
It's not out, no.
Epic stuff. Do you want to get yourself ready then, and we'll have a little listen. What does this song mean to you?
It's about being a bit too obsessed with someone. It's sort of got like a psycho sort of vibe. That
a gentle psycho vibe.
Yeah, it's not a true story. Don't worry, it's not a true story. But yeah, it's got that sort of vibe. It's about wanting someone to be yours.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. My brain.
day will be mine. I think I'm addicted to thinking about you. I've fallen in love with every single thing you do, and all of my wishes you could
good. Well done, well done. Grace Calver, thank you very much. That was amazing.
Thank you.
So that was not even released yet. Brand new music.
Yeah, brand new music. I've been playing it in my live set for a bit, and that's going to be the next single, which will hopefully be out soon.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you mentioned playing it live. What's it been like getting out there and doing all live gigs and stuff,
sharing your music with people? It's been so fun. I absolutely love it. I've had quite a few festivals over the summer, and they've been really great. They're a great way to sort of reach people that haven't heard of me before as well, because obviously they just come to the festival, so it's always really fun.
Yeah.
And everyone always gets really involved, which is really nice. Have people like shouting things to me on stage
and good things, presumably.
Good things, yeah. Quite often about ditching the boys that I write my songs about, which I have done.
Oh, fair enough.
But yeah, people are always really nice and supportive, and I absolutely love playing live.
Amazing. You mentioned just people you write songs about.
Yes.
Do they know you write songs about them? How's that go?
Well, some of them do. I mean, sometimes they don't mind.
It's created musical magic.
Yeah, sometimes people have asked, is this song about me? And I'm like, I can't answer that.
Can neither confirm nor deny. Amazing stuff. So your mum mentioned to me off air that you've been playing music for a long time.
Yes.
You didn't start with a guitar.
No, I started playing violin when I was like 4 or 5, probably 5. Because my friend did it in primary school and I decided that I wanted to copy. So it all came from there, and I played violin and then learned piano and had classical singing lessons.
Wow.
For quite a long time. And it's actually fairly recently that I started doing guitar, and that probably like 3 years ago. So compared with all violin and everything.
Is violin like way more harder than a guitar? Because you've not got the bow to worry about.
Well, I don't play violin anymore. I could not play violin now, but
Oh, I was going to whip one out. We've got one in the cupboard.
Have you? No, that would not sound good. No, I haven't played violin in a while because I stopped doing that. But yeah, it was quite difficult, but you know.
You found your niche now.
I do love a good guitar.
Excellent. We're going to have a listen to another one of your songs. This is one that's been released already.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell us a bit about Zombie Conversations?
So it was my debut single. I released it in February, and it's about those dead conversations you have online that were just like, hey, how are you? I'm good, how are you? Just a bit boring. And it's almost at 21,000 streams on Spotify, which I'm super happy with, because you know, I didn't really have any expectations when I decided to release a song, but I'm super happy with how it's gone. I've had loads of support and radio play. Thank you.
Oh, it deserves it. Amazing.
So, yeah, I'm super happy with how it's gone. And, yeah.
Excellent. We'll have a listen to it now, and we'll get you to get your guitar out again after. But do you want to introduce it and we'll play it?
Yep. Okay. Thanks. I'm Grace Calvert, and this is my song Zombie Conversations.
Yes, it is. And I'm joined in the studio by the brilliant Grace Calver. Hello, Grace. Hang on, I've got the wrong microphone there.
Hello.
That's the one. Excellent. So we just heard Zombie Conversations. Great track. The first song I heard from you, your debut song. And we spoke on Instagram.
We did.
About the song.
Yeah.
Which was kind of weird. Because
it wasn't boring, though. So.
Was it not? Oh, good. I'm pleased. That's a compliment. I get that all the time. It's a great track, but you're going to share another one with us, which is your current single?
Yes, this is my current single. It's called Bored of You, and it's a bit of my Taylor Swift moment about someone that upset me.
Oh, right. Okay, we're going full Taylor Swift.
Yep, full Taylor Swift.
Fantastic. Right, take it away. Amazing, fantastic. Thank you so much, Grace. That was awesome.
Thank you so much.
Epic stuff. I mean, it's great. You've got such a great vocal range with that going on. Lovely song. I saw online there was a dance, so I apologise for not doing the dance.
I did do a dance when I released it on TikTok and Instagram and everything, which was fun. Got all my friends to do that.
Yeah, nice.
So they were probably trying to avoid me, so I didn't ask them to dance with me, but...
It's been a week, like walking the other way every time. Yeah.
There's Grace. Let's go.
Every good song has a dance with it. I mean, I don't know why more people don't make a dance to their song.
Yeah, I'm going to dance to every one of my songs from now on.
Yeah, it's going to be a dance routine to each one.
Yeah, I'm not very good at dancing though, so.
That makes it easy for the rest of us. It's easy to follow if you
like. It makes it funnier to watch.
True, it's a fair point. Yeah, if you make the dance moves like kind of dad dance appropriate, then I'll be able to join in with all them.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I can do dad
dancing.
Set
the bar low and then we can all keep up. Fantastic. You've been playing that at all sorts of festivals and things. How's the festival scene been going?
It's been really fun. I love it. It's always, I've always had really nice weather at festivals, which is nice. I haven't had to...
Yeah, you haven't had the whole muddy experience.
No, I haven't. I haven't had much rain or anything at festivals. I played Lassitude Festival last year, and I've done Into the Wild this year, and I've got some more coming up. I've got Maybe Baby Festival in Shoreditch next month, so that's exciting, one to look forward to.
Nice. What other gigs you got coming?
I have got, my next gig is with San Quentin, supporting San Quentin, who I know...
They're in the playlist today.
Yes, yeah, so that's with San Quentin and Reno and Rome at Voodoo Daddies in Norwich. So yeah, I've got that coming up. I've got another festival in Saffron Walden.
Oh,
Hometown Festival, which I'm opening up the second day for that. And it's got loads of pop punk artists, which I'm really looking forward to.
You're a punk rocker, really.
Yeah, I'm a punk rocker. I'd do definitely like some scream singing if I could, but unfortunately I can't, so.
I was going to ask you about that. So the stuff you play on your radio show is like quite heavy, quite rocky, which I'm 100% there for. But your stuff is more chilled out, more kind of like relaxed, acoustic. Yeah. Is there more heavy stuff coming later down the line?
Well, I've always been a bit of an emo. I've been in a couple of bands and I've been in a pop punk band, I've been in more of an indie rock band. But I just found that the songs that I wrote and the songs that suited my voice and that tended to be more laid back sort of songs. So yeah. I'm quite inspired by like artists like Mitski and Phoebe Bridgers for my own stuff. I get compared to Kate Nash a lot. I do get that. You sound like Kate Nash.
I can see that. Yeah.
So yeah, that's the sort of stuff that inspires me for writing my songs, even though I am a punk rocker at heart.
Excellent. So you got one more song to play for us. What are you going
to
play?
Yes, I need to grab my capo for that one. Hang on a minute.
Oh, okay, yeah. Cheeky capo change.
Cheeky capo.
Every good artist has a capo at some point in their songs.
Yep.
Just for the listener, it's capo fret 3.
Yep. The amount of times I've lost capos as well. I get through a lot of capos.
Oh, really? I tend to go through plectrums. Capos are fine. That's an expensive thing to lose.
Yep.
Yeah, don't leave them lying around.
It's an expensive hobby, this.
So what's this called and what's
this
it mean
to song you? Is another unreleased one. It's called Read Your Mind, and it's about getting mixed signals from someone and just having no idea how they really feel about you.
Cool. Read Your Mind, go for it.
Starting to think that you might want her instead. just block their exile. I'd like to read your mind, but that might hurt me too much. I don't know what I'd find. Would I still want your touch? What have I got to do to make you think of me like I think of you? I just wanna know if what you say is true. Thank you.
Ah, oh, lovely stuff. Amazing. So that one was called what?
Read Your Mind.
Read Your Mind. Amazing. Thank you so much for playing for us this afternoon, Grace.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's been amazing. You're going to stick around for a little bit in the next hour?
If I'm welcome to, yeah.
Lovely jubbly. We've got a stylophone in the room, so that could be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. A quick reminder, where can people find your stuff and check out all the things you're doing?
They can find me. I'm on Spotify and all the music platforms as Grace Calver. And I'm on Instagram as Grace Calver Official, if you want to find me on there.
Grace Calver Official?
Yes.
Someone else has got Grace Calver, have they?
They have.
That's a crime, isn't it?
I know.
We'll get on to them. Excellent. Those are the socials. And, of course, they can find your music blog where?
My music blog is on Instagram at the Grace Note blog.
At the Grace Note blog.
Yes.
Lovely. And you're on the radio too, once a week?
Once a week, yeah. Every Thursday at 7 till 8.
On
Future Hits Radio, which is on like an Alexa, it's on online at futurehits.co.uk.
Wherever you go.
Wherever. It's somewhere.
Lovely. Thank you so much for coming in and playing for us. It's been lovely. We'll let you sit down and don't lose the capo.
I will not lose the capo.
Not another one.
No.
Stick it in the bag first. Grace Cowell, lovely. You'll be able to listen to this whole conversation again online at phoenixfm.com, including the music, where all the great interviews live forever and a day. Slightly iPlayer, but way better. I'll talk to you after this. Thanks for listening. And if you enjoyed the interview, then please share it. If you didn't enjoy it, then share it anyway. For more guest interviews like this, or to get the next one delivered directly to your device, subscribe to the Now You're Talking podcast. You'll find it wherever you get your podcasts from, and the whole thing has become a huge library featuring well over 150 guest interviews, from music, film, comedy icons to community heroes, local legends, stars of the future, and just about everybody in between. A treasure trove of life's stories from all sorts of incredible people. So for more interviews, podcasts, videos, poems and books, everything I do is available at stuartpink.com. Phoenix FM Drive, Grace is still in the studio with me. She's going to help me out doing some stylophoning.
Yes, I'm excited for some stylophoning.
The stylophone has never sounded more incredible. However, we're having some technical difficulties with operating two stylophones at once.
Yeah, it doesn't want to work.
I know, it's a disaster. But we'll see what we can do. So we'll muscle through anyway. This section of the show, as always, the stylophone. And if you think you know what you're about to hear destroyed on the stylophone, then get in touch. stuartpink.com/stylophone if you recognise what we're about to destroy for you, right before your very ears. Stu Stylophone in. Batteries. This is no good. You can't have a stylophone that's running out of batteries. What's that? Oh, it's just so sad, isn't it?
It's hard not to laugh during that.
I mean, yours was fair enough. I think people might get the rough idea what that's supposed to be about. If you do, if you have any idea what that was supposed to be, then stuartpink.com/stylophone, all part of Stu Stylophone-in.